In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The Red Book. My grandmother used to have a red book. She used to live at the edge of the community a long time ago, in the old village where I was born. We used to go and spend time, my brother and I and some of the friends, spend time with her. We used to go and get wood, get water for her. And every time my father came home from hunting, we would take some food to her. We enjoyed being with her. One day, we went and she took out the red book. It was about 12 inches tall and about 8 inches wide and about maybe half an inch thick. It was actually a Roman Catholic prayer book, but it had teachings in it, and they were already written in Cree. And then she would open up the book. We sat down in her tent. She used to like living in a tent, even late fall. Even though she had a house, she would live in a tent. So we sat next to her. Maybe we were about 7 or 8. And she opened up the book. And it was about Moses. And she started teaching us about Moses, prophet. It's amazing what she learned and what she taught us, because none of the Old Testament, the whole book, is translated into our language. It's only the lectionaries that are translated. So to be able to tell your story just on one lectionary and talk to you about Moses, that was something else. And as we sat and listened, then I get to admire this Moses guy. Of all the things that he did for his people. And as I listened to her, using stories from the rivers that he traveled and the various places she went when they were, she was a widow by that time, when they used to go hunting and all that. She would bring out the stories and somehow relate them to the story of Moses at the time they were traveling from Egypt. And then she would come to the point of telling us always to be good. Always to be good. And that's what reminds me of our reading today, the Red Book. As we understanding of Moses and his farewell message. In reviewing the commandment, reviewing the covenant, and telling his people that he's going to be leaving soon, that he's not going to cross to the other side of the promised land. And he's encouraging his people to live by the law, by the covenant. You got to remember too that he's talking to the new generation of Israel, because most of the ones that left Egypt, most of them are gone now. And these are the new generation he's talking to. It reminds me in that farewell message when I attended the last TRC meeting in Edmonton. The last time Justice Sinclair talked to us, to the group, and he said, "This is the last time I'm going to talk to you as a group." And he was telling us his journey for the last 5 years in the various cities, various towns, various villages. He traveled across Canada to the far north. And he's talking to us, not the survivors. He's talking to the intergenerational that are sitting in front of him, like my children. That's who he's talking to. And the non-Aboriginal people, children that were sitting there, telling them that with all the findings, said, "We're showing you the mountain. Now it's up to you to climb and understand the history of the residential school." It was a moving ending, because it's just the way he said it. "This is the last time I'm talking to you as a group." And remind me of Moses talking to his people. "This is the last time I'll be talking to you." Now, just to go back to our reading today, when he spoke to them, after he reviewed everything with them, the Ten Commandments, and to wrap up things, we just heard it a while ago. I'm going to read it again. Moses tells the people, "See, I have set before you today life and death, life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandment of the Lord your God that I command you today, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, and by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his rules, then you shall live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. But if your heart turns away, and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are going over the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voices and holding fast to him. For he is your life and length of days, that you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore to you, fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them." There is life and blessing in following God's commandment. That's what Moses is telling the people. "In these commandments, the Lord has given you a good way to live. The one true God and the God who created the heavens and the earth. the God who established his covenant of blessing and promise with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God of Israel, who heard the cries of his people and remembered covenant and visited his people and brought them out of bondage to the promised land. This same gracious God knows what is best for his people, and he will be blessed to listen his voice and to walk his way. That's what these commandments are for. They give you the best way to live, a way that is fitting to the redeemed people of God. In our tradition, we have teaching also. And they're called the seven grandfather teachings. These are sacred teachings that somehow for us relate to the seven, to the Ten Commandments. And these teachings are wisdom, love, bravery, respect, honesty, and truth. What happened a long time ago and how this teaching came about is that the people were bad. They were not following the teachings, and they were hurting people. They were getting away from their Creator. And the Creator somehow wanted to help. So he gathered the seven grandfathers. And he talked, how could I help these people, my people? They're getting away from me. So the elders, the grandfathers, while they're having a conversation, one suggested, why don't we send a messenger to go and see if there's one good person down on earth. One good person. So some messenger went, came back a number of times with nobody to recommend. And on his last trip, at the edge of the community, there was a young family, and a little one was born. Then it dawned on him, I know what I'm going to tell the grandfather, the Creator. We went. Said, I found one family. A little one was just born. What about if I bring that little one to you? So the grandfather, too small, it's just a little baby. We can't do much. The messenger said, I'll bring him. You teach him while he's small. Oh, he agreed. So they brought, Messer brought the little. And each grandfather taught the little one each of those sacred teachings. Remember, it was the little one. By the time they finished, the little one was middle age, about 25, and he was returned to go and start teaching the people to go back to their ways again. The seven sacred teachings. So with those two, the Ten Commandments and looking at these seven teachings, it makes me understand fully of what Moses is doing. Now with the reading of Paul, he's talking about that we're helpless. Again, in our teaching, In life, there are four teachings in life about life. We start off being small, we're helpless. We become children, we become youth, we become adults, we become old, elders, then we become children again. That's my understanding of the reading of Paul. That if we somehow listen to teachings that we have, then we can travel that circle in a good way to help ourselves and to help each other. Now, with the gospel reading, Jesus is telling us a new way of thinking. Telling about the commandments are good. Thou shalt not murder. But he is presenting to us a new way of thinking. It's almost like when Jesus was having supper with Peter, and Jesus said, "Do you love me?" What actually Jesus was doing was he was trying to make Peter see things in a new way. And I think that's what's happening here, Jesus is telling us. You can murder, but it's beyond that. Many times our elders, the old ones, talk about the good mind. That's one of the other sacred teachings, the good mind. And here Jesus is telling us, if you use your mind to hurt people or to have envy touch, you're already committing a sin. That's what Jesus is saying. You're already committing a sin. Even though he didn't commit a murder, but if you start thinking about other things that are against the will of God, then you are already committing a sin. So, to me, with this new understanding, the new teaching of Jesus, telling us. So, for us, we have to follow the commandments. Today, Moses is talking to us, you and I. Saint Paul is talking to us. And our Jesus is talking to us. To re-energize every day the good mind that we were given. Always to use it in a good way. To respect ourselves, to respect our family, to respect others, to respect creation, and to respect God, the Creator. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.